Okay, we're on the bottom line of Avam and Alice. We've been discussing Cheskes Tashmishin. So those of you who are upset or concerned about the halachas we learned the last 2 days, that's very good. And those of you who are not, that's not so good. Because these halachas, I just was looking in the Pesach Chayshin, so he has the following tshuva. Reuven had a wall, just there's a wall of a house or a wall in his yard. And Shimon put up a gutter on his wall to help him get the water off of his house. And now Reuven wants to knock down his own wall. Reuven wants to knock down the wall, whatever. He wants to build a bigger wall or a different wall. So he brings from the Chuvas Chai that Shimon could stop him. He said, you can't knock down your wall. I'm not going to be able to have my gutter on your wall anymore. He could stop him. Again, I don't understand. That was his das. He was mocked into him the right to have beams that he should be able to stop him. That's what it says. The Sechayshim brings this halacha down. He does say, and it's in Shulchan Aruch, there is one way to get out of it. If you let your neighbor put a beam on your wall or a gutter and leader on your wall, the only way to get out of it is if the wall deteriorates to the degree that it's normal to break it down. If the wall deteriorates. So if I have a neighbor who has a beam on my wall and I really don't want the wall there anymore and I can't take it out because of him. If I don't take care of the wall, I'm not mechuyev to take care of the wall. I don't take care of the wall and the wall collapses. So then, even if I put up in the wall, he has no more rights. Because his rights were only on that wall. His rights were not on my makim. So that says in Kufnin Gimel Sefchav. And he can't force me to take care of my wall. Not mechuyev to take care of my wall. So it's the only way, like a ketzach nechama for all these halachas. And as I said, it's a tremendous list of chidushim. And not on the makam of the wall, right? Only on the wall. And not on the owner. Well, if he sells it, I assume if he sells it, ma makam yishol sheni kol chushav al yada. You can only sell what you have. So you can't sell more than you have. So even a new owner, it's still be a problem.
So, but that's how the new owner.
I think so. So I had asked you to somebody to ask Rebelsi by if someone has a business that's going bad, that is not busy, he should just go around painting everyone's house. So I think Rebelsi was in Eretz Yisrael that week, and next week we're already on a different sugya. Is it Rechinami? Yes. So you can just go and paint people's houses and get. I mean, it's not, the advice is not to do it, but if you're the honest person. So you should only do it to the chashuv people, you know, to go paint, you know, the Leviminsky's house and the Yosef Solomon's house, you know, all the ones that are going to tell the truth. So, okay. So now I can ask them about this. I don't know. I don't understand.
In the case of
Rebbe
Gabler, that's going to get out.
Every house needs electric charge. So you go in and do the electric work. I don't know, Serpolsky said Rechinami, so that's the way it seems to come out. So we have here two sugis, two tremendous tradition. Okay. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. The first piece is not connected to Cheskes Tashmishim, and then the second one comes back to it. The first piece, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuah. Hamas Chibayis B'chaveiro B'dira G'dayla. You rent an apartment in a large house. So the rule is the following. Any time you do anything and you don't stipulate the conditions clearly, two people have a business deal. So it goes according to what the stam das of people is. Let's say you rent an apartment house, and then he tells you, you know, by the way, there's an extra charge for using the elevator. So he can't do that. Because when you rented it Stam Das, it includes you using the elevator. Whatever is the normal thing, it used to be years ago, every apartment house had storage rooms in the basement. And every apartment had one storage room. And if you rent, you don't have to tell him the storage room, if that's the normal thing. And that's the normal thing. If you want, the best thing is always to speak out. If you don't speak out, then you have to figure out what's normal. So, the Gemara here says something which at first glance is an easy Gemara, but if you ma'ayin, it's a very difficult Gemara. Let's see the words. You rented a house, Bibira Gedayla, let's say it's an apartment house and a big home, a big building. So there are many apartments. Mishtamesh b'zizeha u'b'kesaleha ad-dalet amis. You have a right, if you didn't stipulate, so you have a right to use the zizim. Zizim are a ledge or a peg that sticks out of the building. So let's say you want to put a bottle of soda to cool on the ledge of your apartment in the winter. So you want to stick it out and put it on the ledge. So you're allowed to do that. Some you want to hang your laundry to dry, you're also allowed to do it. You're allowed to hang it on the zizim. Rashi says, so Rashi says it means ad dalet amis af shaloi keneged beisai, up to dalet amis, even not opposite your house. So you're allowed to put things on the wall or on the zizim that come out of the wall. That you're allowed to do. Ubu uvei hakaisel b'makim shenagu, and you're allowed to put things on top of the wall, which is only nagat to you if you live on the top floor. The makom shenagu, the place where the minhag is to do it, you're allowed to do it. Avol b'tarbitz apadni loy. What tarbitz apadni? The way Rashi teaches, some nice area in front of the house where it's made, it should look nice. Ken gina ktana la'avir. A lot of in Brooklyn, not too many, but a lot of the apartment houses in other places have areas with grass in front of the apartment house. So that area, you're not allowed to be mishtamish. You want to put your laundry there, you can't put it there. What?
Key.
To hide a key?
Yeah, in the wall there.
I don't know. If it's a type of mishtamshes, I guess, that people are never makpid on, then I guess there's a rumda that is not makpid. It seems from Rashi that the tarbitz apadni, the problem is that it's not, it's going to ruin the way it looks. It's made to look nice, and etc. Yafa hamar leinayim. You're going to put your laundry there, it's not going to look nice. So you're asking what's the chiddush, and that was my first impression. But then, when I examined the words, I don't have a problem with the chiddush, I have a problem, it seems to be too much of a chiddush. I'll tell you why. When it says you're allowed to use zizel ksaleho, that means that you did your laundry, you're allowed to hang up your laundry on the outside of the house, on the wall. Right? Now that's only in a mokim shenagu, or even in a mokim shaloi nagu. Say in Brooklyn today, somebody, I'm going to have a tenant, he lives upstairs, and he starts hanging all of his laundry out, he opens the window and he hangs outside in the front of my house. So he's allowed to do it? I mean, it's definitely not a mokum shenagu to hang things in front of the house. You do it.
People
in your apartment, they hang it in front of the house.
It's
back, most people tack it
down
in the front. What? No, that's easy. I'm doing it on the wall. The tarbitz apadni is the front. Tarbitz apadni is the front grassy area, and my kids want to play ball there, and they say, no, it's going to ruin the grass. Tarbitz apadni loy. And even there, I'm not going to say, I'm going to fill a tarbitz apadni. He says, even you could do a tarbitz apadni. But what I'm hung up on in this Gemara is when does it depend on the minig amakim? I would think the Gemara should say, you rent a house, it's totally a minig amakim, period. So it could be in achinam. It's totally a minig. It's telling you, stomach, there's no minig. Zizel, soleha, is mutra adalaram. But it can't be, because look at the Gemara. It says, Zizel, soleha adalaram. Uba ivea kaisel, b'mokim shenagu. How do you understand? So you have to touch like this. That Zizek Saleha Stoma is mutter. And we all agree that it should depend on Minig Amakim. I think we all agree, right? It should depend on Minig. So you have to touch as follows. You understand the problem? It says Zizek Saleha Adal Aramis. No, Ivea Kaisel depends on Minig. So Zizek Salem don't depend on Minig. Zizek Salem, Gustav also depend on Minig. So Ramosha teaches, Zizelk Saleha Adalaramis Stoma is Mutter. If there's a minig not to, it's awesome. There's a minig to, it's Mutter. That's Pashit. What it means is Stoma. If you don't know the minig, you don't know the minig. There's no clear minig. There's no clear minig. Zizelk Saleha Adalaramis is Mutter without a minig. Stoma. Zizelk Saleha is Mutter. But Ivy Akaisel is only Makim Shenagu. Ivy Akaisel, Stama is awesome. You follow? The Brisa, this is the Brisa, the member, the Nachman's member is coming to make a chilik Stama what to do. It is a minik, there's a minik. There's no minik. So Zev Saleo, Stama is mutter. And Ivy Akaisel, Stama is awesome, except Makim Shenagu. That's very good. But then the next words. Means what? You can't use the Tarbet Zapadni in which place? It would seem, even if there's a minute to use it. It seems even if there's a minute that everyone does use the Tarbet Zapadni, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it. That's the way you have to touch the Gemara. No? Because otherwise, there have to be three levels. Zizuk Salah, Ayde Kaisel, and Tabet Zapadni. So how do you have three levels? So the Taich is Zizuk Salah, Dalar Amis, Stama is Mutter. Ayde Kaisel is Mutter only if it's the Minig. And Tabet Zapadni is Aser even if it's a Minig to use it. This is the Taich in the Gemara. So why not? If the minig is to use it, why can't you use it? What? Even though the minig is to use it, you still can't use it. So it must be that a minig does, it's a minig garua. A minig doesn't help. Somebody plants a garden, everyone tramples it. That's not enough of a reason for you to be allowed to trample it. Tavis apadni, that's how Ramosha Taisha the Gemara. Tavis apadni loy means, by Tarbet Zapadni, a minig, it doesn't help a minig to use it. When the person built it, Mr. Stama, he's renting it to me for that. Yeah? So, he knows it's going to happen. So, if I have a store, I know some people shoplift. What?
They walk in the lobby with muddy shoes and they sit there.
That's fine.
Life keeps clean. What's the way you're doing it?
Ramosha writes, it's like a minig to give him a tana. It's a minig to give him a tana. I don't have to give him a tana. It's my thing. So a minig to use Tabas Apadni is a minig that he to make use of. Sorry, he doesn't have to. It's not that he doesn't have to let me. If he's not makpi, he's not makpi. But if he's makpi, just because everyone does it, it's not a hetzer. Huh? If there's no minig, where? By Tabas Apadni? It was a pasuk of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says even Tabas Apadni is also mutter. But the first man of the Yomer, I'm sorry, Rav Nachman in the name, the first man was Rav Nachman named Rabba Barabua. So Rabba Barabua holds that Tabas Apadni is also. Rav Nachman says Tabas Apadni is mutter. What? It's a minig you're allowed to. So how do you attach to Gemara? So how do you attach? Oyvei akaisel makom shadagu. Avol tarvitz apad niloi. Does he explain? Doesn't say attach it. Because he's saying, oyvei akaisel also is only mutter if there's a minig. So what's a tarvitz apadni? You know what tarvitz apadni is? In Arzei Abiru, all the grass between all the buildings there. Huh? Rastama wants to look nice. People planted it, no? Wants to look nice, yeah. City planted. What's the difference? Something like that, where it looked nice, but everybody, you know, they all play ball there, so there's, you know, you don't see so much gray. I thought it's very nice when their kids playing ball there, too, but... Where? How do you know? How do you know what Tabitha Padni is? That's how she describes. Place made to look nice and to have open air. So Rav Nachman says a fill of Tabitha Padni. So we're going to attach a fill of Tabitha Padni only Makim Shenagel. Even Rav Nachman who says a fill of Tabitha Padni, he doesn't mean, obviously, if it's not a Makim Shenagel, it's going to be awesome. So his Kiddush is that Tabitha Padni is also Mutter of Bethaninik. And you rent. What? But it's Mashmi is arguing with the first member. The first member that said Tabas Apadni Lai had to be going on Makim Shenagel because it says Oyvei Akaisel the Makim Shenagel you're allowed to use it. Now, but Tabas Apadni Lai sounds like even in a Makim Shenagel it's still us. Stoma. So Tabas Apadni is Stoma. So then Oyvei Akaisel and Tabas Apadni are exactly the same. Because Oyvei Akaisel, you're only allowed to use Makim Shenagel. That means Stoma, Oyvei Akaisel is awesome. Right? So Oyvei Akaisel and Tabas Apadni are the same according to you. And the Lashon is Oyvei Akaisel Makim Shenagel, Aval Tabas Apadni Lo. What? Who's saying? Well, he's saying, but it has a fit into Lashon Gemara. You have to tell me some difference between Oyvei Akaisel and Tabas Apadni. Just like. That's what it's called. But why is it a different din than Oyvei Akaisel? The way you're telling me from the Rima Gash, Oyvei Akaisel and Tabas Apadni have exactly the same din. And the Gemara says Avol. Avol means it's different. Avol. Now, the Rebbe Nachman holds they're both the same, but. I don't know, everyone does it, that's a heter. I used to think about it in camp. When you walk from the dining room to the Beis Medrash, so the way to walk, I mean, there's a paved area to walk. Everyone cuts across the grass in front of the Beis Medrash. I imagine that the people in charge would rather the grass look nice and people walk on the path. A little tire, you know, it takes another few seconds. So it's all beaten up and it's all worn out there, right? You know what I'm talking about? You know, camp. So I used to walk there, I used to wander, you know, once in a while I'd walk around, most of the time I'd just walk there anyway. So Rav Nachman says, Takas Mutav, everyone does it. So that's a heter. Now this is very similar, really, to that Beis Amad Aleph. You have to realize, in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, we had a Shaila. In a place, in a chotzer, where you build a wall. I'm talking about a chotzer where the minig is to build, where you have to build a wall. If there's a minig, not to be makpid on Hezekiah. The Rosh brought two shittas. If there's a minig, not to be makpid on Hezekiah. No one is makpid on Hezekiah in this area. What's it do? So the Rosh said, some said that the minig counts as a minig, and others said it's a minig or ruah, it doesn't count. It's the same deal. The lashon of the Mishnah is, and then it says the chen begina makim shenago. It's the same exact deal. It says chen begina makim shenago. It's not shachotzer. Even if there's no meaning, you have to build a wall, which is the way we pass it. A chutz, it's a minigarua. People not makir in hezekriya. It's a minigarua. It doesn't count. That seems to be like the first memra here. The tarbitzapad nilay. A minigarua doesn't count. And even the second memra of Nachman Dideyar Ma'afil tarbitzapadni, Avo rechove shachari abatim lay. So he says the minig is to be makbid more on rechove shachari abatim. That, I don't know why there were more makbid in the back than in the front. But there were more makbid in the back. And even if there's a minig to go there, lay, the minig doesn't count. Rabba Amar Afil rechove shachari abatim. So, l'chayra, this Gemara is arguing this Nakuta. And this is the way Ramesha is Masber. Certainly the way he's Masber of first Shita. The way he's Masber of Nachman, yeah, you have to see if you want to see, a little complicated. But Pashup Shad is, it's saying, they're arguing, it's something with a, where it's normal to be Makbid, but the minig is to be Makel, whether that counts or that doesn't count.
Why can't we say the
and all three makim shenagel. It's interesting. You're right. In the Gemara, it fits. I think Ramesha brings the lashon haRambam. Somebody have the Rambam? I don't know if you have Hilchos Sefiros though. Ramesha starts to bring the lashon haRambam, which separates Yizelk Salah from Aydei Kaisel. But you're right, from the Lashon HaGemara it could go on all three. It wouldn't help for Tabitha Padmi. I'm saying, it says, even if it says, Yizelk Salah, U and Aydei Kaisel, Makim Shenagel, then Abel Tabitha Padmi Lai means, even if it is Makim Shenagel, it's still awesome. Yishaz Vajra. Right, but a minigurua, that was the Rosh's Lashon. What did he say? He separated, Rambam separates it, right? That's one thing why Ramesh starts with the Lashon of Rambam, but that's why. The Rambam separates the two. And then after everything he writes, and everything depends on minig. He's going even on Zizan. He says, everything I said till now is going to depend on minig. So he said, Rambam separates. Okay, well, next memra. Now the next memra comes back to Cheskes Tashmish. Comes back to our sugya, Amar Avina. Haikshura de Mitalalta, a beam for a hut. Atlas and Yaimin lay have a chazaka. Basatlas and Yaimin have a chazaka. Until 30 days, it's not a chazaka. After 30 days, it is. Why? Why until 30 days, it's not a chazaka? So Rashi says that sometimes people put up temporary, you see it, sometimes people put up a tent temporarily. So yeah, it's temporary, you don't get a chazaka in that amount of time, that is temporary. So if your neighbor puts up a tent, you're making a simcha, and he puts up a tent, and it goes into your property, so you have to make a mechal. You know it's temporary. As long as you know it's temporary, it's not an issue that he could get cheskes tashmish. I guess the same thing would be true. If your neighbor parks in your driveway, you don't say anything. He doesn't get a chazaka. He parks in the driveway, it's a temporary thing. He parks, and then he pulls out. So anything that's temporary, that's the chiddush of this Gemara. That if it's temporary, atlas and yaymin may have a chazaka. Bas atlas and yaymin. More than 30 days, that's already not called temporary for such a thing. And then, havi chazaka. Visukah de mitzvahu at shiva yaymin may have a chazaka. If he built a sukkah, until 7 days, it's not a chazaka. And Basa Shiva Yaimin have a chazaka. If the sukkah is, it is, Taisa says Shiva Yaimin is Lavdafkin, the Shmini Atzeres, the Chutzlaretz. Sukkah's Tari, you can't take apart a sukkah. But after the Yom Tov is over, then have a chazaka. If you leave it there, you don't make a bacha, it's a chazaka. So what's the chiddush in this Gemara? L'chayr it's pashit, that the chiddush is that a temporary hishtabshus is not, you don't get a chazaka with a temporary hishtabshus. A neighbor, a good neighbor, doesn't make a bacha on something that you use temporarily. So this helps us a little bit. or if we're upset about the sugya of Chesed Tashmishin, as we should be, we're surprised by it. So, all right, it's only things that are permanent type things. Some puts up a basketball hoop, that's a permanent type thing. But if somebody does something that's temporary, it's a temporary, there are no chazakas. Shailon. What happens in my case? I have neighbors that put up a sukkah in my backyard. And they put it up for Shiva Yayman. It maybe takes them a day or two afterwards to take it apart. Rather, they always take it apart on Mitzvah Yom Tov. And they've been doing it for years. Do they have a chazaka? So Agamara says, no chazaka. A temporary thing is not a chazaka. And Pesach Chayshin, he's misupik. I'm shot in this Gemara. Shaila is, do they have a chazaka for next sukkah to be able to put up a sukkah? Do they have a right next sukkah to put up a chazaka? When our Gemara says sukkah shiva yamin is not a chazaka, he says it's going in two ways. What? Rashi says. May have a chazaka. Rashi, again, this whole sugya we have to learn like the Rambam, we have to learn like the Rush. Like the Rambam, that's the way I'm talking, that everything is free. Remember, like the Rush, we have to remember, like the Rush on Taisa Shita, if you do things, nothing for free, nobody gets Cheskes Tashmishim like the Rush. It's only that if it's used, it's a simony paid for it. So that's why the Rashi brings Taisvis, which I think Taisus and Rashi is considered to be the Rashbam. So Rashi is going with the sheet of the Rosh and Taisus. That Chazaka means if it's there more than 7 days, the simony paid for it, that island. And that's Taka, the sheet of the Rosh and the Rashbam. However, then like them, the Gemara is easier. I don't mean, you know, just because I'm talking about the Rambam, there are two sheetahs. That's also. But like the Rambam and the Ramban sheetah, the Cheskes Tashmishim means they didn't pay for it. But once they use it, they kind of write. So he writes, he's Mesupik, what's the din by a sukkah? If the Pshat Na Gemara is Arai, you don't get any chazak at all. No chazakas. If somebody does something temporarily, a good neighbor doesn't say anything. You don't get chazakas at all. Or if the Pshat is, the Gemara is saying, Arai, you don't get a chazaka for kfiyas. Or maybe for Arai, you do get a chazaka. What? If you didn't have Shar Hamuud for Mondays, so that's a raya to hear. No, Shar Hamuud could be a Shar Hamuud for Mondays. It's the nature of the Shar to kick a Monday. Here the Shar is, I know it's the nature of my neighbor to build a sukkah every sukkah, that I know. But because I let him do it for 7 days, that's a raya that every year I'm not makpid. That's a suffix. He's yaisen naita that arai is not a chazak at all. The matia is that arai, the Gemara is saying, is not a chazak. Because what does it mean? It means that neighbors don't tell neighbors things if they do things temporarily. So he's more naita that's the pshat in this Gemara. Arai is not a chazak at all. Then he brings, this is all in the Pesachei Chayshin, Perek Tezvav. Pesachei Chayshin is the only sefer I know on Chayshin Mishpat and Yonim that collects Tshuva Svarim. I think of Tshuva Svarim. So there in Perek Tezvav, I think it's Hagah Memches, footnote Memches. He brings a Tshuva Mishkanis Yisrael that has the following Shaila. I imagine the Shaila comes up. Someone built a porch over the street. To have a sukkah, he wants to have a sukkah on sukkah. So he went and he spent money and he put beams, built a porch, and he has a sukkah for sukkahs. So his neighbor saw, his neighbor said, that's a great idea. So I guess we're talking, each person owns his own bira, like an Israel. So now, his neighbor says, that's a great idea, I'll do the same thing. Problem is, the neighbor who said it lives right on top of him, above him. So So he wants to do the same thing. He wants to put out a porch and build a sukkah right above him. So he says, you can't do that, because I already have a chazakah for a sukkah. I have already a chazakah. So Shaila is whether he could stop the person above him from building a porch above him to... tell him to move a little over. Yeah. So if he could, if he has the option of moving over, if he builds off. Anyway, this is the Shaila. So what do you say to the Shaila? So what do you say? You could stop him. You can't stop him. Is the building? So it's very interesting that you say that. In the Mishkas Yisrael's Psak, he doesn't bring his whole shakal attire, he just brings his Psak. His Psak is, if it's over the street, over the Rishus HaRabim, so you can't have a chazak in a Rishus HaRabim, no such thing. You don't have a cheskes tashmishin against the Rabim, there's no Rabim to be ma'akibah. If it's over the Rishus HaRabim, you have no chazak, and the person on top of you has a right to build. However, he says, if it's over a Rishus HaYachid, so when you build the porch, you have cheskes tashmishin. So once you're kind of cheskes tashmishin, so now the person on top of you cannot build on top of you, because you have a kinyan in the avir for the thing that you did. Right? We're saying it's a real kinyan. So you have a kinyan in the avir for the thing that you did. So now the person on top of you cannot stop you. That's what his psak is. Yeah, well, I only spoke out here in Shir to precise to see this. We say that the way Chesed Shvishon was a Kenyan, it's true, the Rash Bashit is it's a Kenyan only in the Shibut. Maybe it'll be the same. I have a Kenyan in the Shibut, I don't know. But I think halacha, like it's a Rishon, but I. And even though the Ketzes Nesivos is a Chiddush, but the Stam, that place can't go with the Ketzes Nesivos. So he says, if it's over someone else's Rishos, so you have a Kinyan in the Rishos, Ketzes Tashmishin, so then the person can't build above you, as I stated in the Mishnah Sisra. The Avir? The air rights, the person owns air rights. If I own a yard, I have a right to all the air all the way up. All the way up, it's all mine. If you want to build a porch over my property, I could stop you. Because it's mine, it's my air rights. If you're going to build in the air above my property, I could stop you. If I don't stop you, so that's just the tashmishin. There's no difference if I don't stop you from putting a beam on my wall or putting a porch over my air. Same idea, since I own the air rights all the way up. And if I own it all the way up, I could stop satellites from going over my air. But I own it whatever people see as the avi. Now, one second. So this is what he says. Now, 1 minute, you have to bear in mind, he just said a minute ago that a sukkah is not really a chazakah. A davar arai is not really a chazakah. What? So I guess he means the porch is there permanently. So the porch is there permanently. So I have a kinyan in the porch. Or is it mean part of the use of the porch is a sukkah? So Ramela, that's what it means, to have a right to the avir above it. So that's what he brings to Mishnah Yisrael. He adds that this is only if the person above me wants to build a porch or a sukkah, so I could stop him. Why happens if the person above me wants to extend the house? He wants to make an extra bedroom over my sukkah. So that's what Pesach HaChashon says you could do. Because the Gemara is saying that a Dover Arai is not a chazakah to prevent the Tashmish Kavua. So he understands that this Mishnah Yisrael's Psak, which he apparently accepts, is only a Tashmish Arai over a Tashmish Arai. So I'm building a sukkah, you're building a sukkah. Now if I extend my house over your porch, you can still use your porch all year round. You want the kids to go out and play there, they can still play there. The only thing is that you can't build a sukkah. So he says a Tashmish Arai and a Tashmish Arai, so you have a tiger. A Tashmish Arai and a Tashmish Kavua, On that, he says you don't have a time, which is also something of a chiddush. But anyway, that's his. That's his. So he's saying that someone can extend their house even if the neighbor loses sukkah, but only if they were allowed to extend the house if there was no sukkah. In other words, you can't extend your house over my backyard. Even if I don't have a sukkah, I could stop you. Which he's saying, I can even if you say that the sukkah downstairs is a kfiyas, I can set my house above it.
Why not where the sukkah is itself?
Or even where the sukkah is itself, maybe. Machinami. Machinami.
It's not only about
as long as it's all year round, v'shtamshus, I could just. Okay, the only thing I'm not sure about in this Gemara is, let's say someone builds a sukkah in my backyard, I don't say anything. And after 2 days, on the third day, I want him to take it apart. Do you get a chazaka for the 7 days? Because remember, we're going all like the Rambam, right? Like the Rosh is, we're not talking. The Rosh says you paid for it, you paid for it. You get, you know, it's the kaitin lamechta, you're kind of the altar. But like the Rambam, if I let you build a sukkah in my backyard for 2 days, I don't say a word, I see it, I don't say anything. So now you're kind of right. The Gemara says, it's only a right, it's not a right for kviyas. Can I stop you after 2 days and tell you I don't want it the third day? Well, maybe it's a kinya, it's a kviyas for the 7 days. So that's totally vital in how you learn. If you learn Pshat the Gemara the way he's learning, that Arai doesn't have chazakas, period. People don't make mechaz on Arai. So then after 2 days I could stop you. Because people don't make mechaz for a davar Arai. Alright, so this is this case. The Gemara says the case of Chabre Betina. If you cement it in La'alter have a chazaka, that's a chazaka right away. Okay. Now the sugi of Cheskes Tashmishin comes up again and again. But right now the Gemara goes back to Hezekiah, and that's Amar Abaya. When you do Amar Abaya, you'll see Taisvis and you'll see the Mukiyasa has a different shot than Taisvis. To pshat in the dilemma of a gag, and some Mitzvah Hashem will get to that in some.